Talking all things agriculture, planting the seeds with Asanda Beta on SAFM.
We speak to the co-owner of the Driehoek Farm that's based in Vryburg in the northwest, Matsidiso Muketsi. This is Planting the Seeds. And very good morning to you. My name is Asanda Beta. Welcome to Planting the Seeds here on SAFM, Matsidiso. Thanks for making time.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get to know you and your farming business and your journey in agriculture a little bit with the Driehoek Farm that you have, and this is based in Vryburg in the northwest. Why did you decide to go into farming?
It's because I saw a need. There was this market need where we wanted to make a difference in providing our nation with food.
So you started in 2008, and you are in the Bonsmara herd or breeding game. Why did you decide to start there?
Okay, we started in 2008 as a close corporation, but when time went by, we graduated from being, you know, small farmers and started breeding with Bonsmara. Bonsmaras are good. They do well. They perform very well on the market level where prices are determined by their weight. So we realized there's a potential in dealing or breeding with Bonsmara cattle.
So tell us about the fact that you've got in your herd, you've got the breeding cows and you've got replacement heifers. Why is it important that you have replacement heifers?
It is important, ma'am, for the fact that, you know, breeding cows, they get old as time goes by. So we have to have replacement heifers in our head so that they can replace their mothers in future.
Okay, so the breed, the Bonsmara, what are the traits that make it suitable for the Northwest Province?
They are adaptable. They have good mothering qualities, and they perform well, like I said, in the market. And basically, that's it. And they can stand against drought, etc.
So you've certainly come a long way. I mean, coming from working for government and then starting a construction company to farming, what would your advice be to other women who want to enter the space?
I would advise them that it's all about attitude. It's all about passion. What you do best with what you love will, you know, pay well, you know, in return. So I would advise them that it's all about determination and commitment.
Biodiversity measures are important in a farm to make sure that your livestock stays healthy. So what are the things that you do to make sure that disease is controlled?
We have a vaccination program. It's called a herd vaccination program or management program, where we vaccinate, you know, seasonally, depending on what particular disease we'll be vaccinating for. And that is very crucial because, remember, our meat is being eaten by people out there. So we have to ensure that our cattle can withstand, you know, against those diseases.
Mm. What challenges have you come across in farming?
Hey, it's all about working capital, ma'am. Assets are there, but without money in your pocket, it's difficult because, remember, there are overheads to take care of. So really, if, you know, we could have enough or adequate, you know, financial resources, that would make our farming businesses as upcoming farmers, you know, easier, much easier.
You've also won various awards, so you're doing, you know, great work in your space. Just namely the ARC National Small Scale Commercial Livestock Producer Award last year, and way before that was the Northwest Female Entrepreneur Award in the commercial markets category. And you've got, you know, quite a few. There's a whole list. What does it mean for you to win awards and get this kind of recognition?
It means we are doing something right. Like I said, we have to copy, you know, what the European or Western countries are doing. Like I said, and I would like to emphasize this, it's all about attitude. So hence we've been winning accolades. It's because of the passion that's burning in our heart towards what we love doing.
And I mean that you've diversified as well to include layer hens and vegetables as well as goats. It shows your passion.
Definitely.
So what's next for you?
Well, we are in the process actually of becoming a registered Bonsmara breeder. It's a process. It's not easy. It needs total commitment. And there will be this another competition that will be entering this there, and I'm telling you, it's a winning for us.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Well, all the best for the future, and thanks again for chatting to us here on SAFM.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Matsidiso Muketsi is part owner of Driehoek Farm, owns it with her husband, Kabelo Muketsi, talking to us here on Planting the Seed. My name is Asanda Peda. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye for now.